5 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 59, light west wind increasing 9 to 14 miles per hour and about 40% chance of precipitation. On Saturday, chance of rain, showers before 5 a.m., then a chance of rain, snow showers, if you can believe that, mostly cloudy with a low about 31. Sunday, a chance of snow showers again before 8 a.m., mostly sunny with a high of 43, and then partly cloudy with a low around 30 on Sunday night, chance of rain on Monday with a high about 56. So we're going to go to our quick break, and then we're going to have our conversation with some representatives for the upcoming powwow event that's going to be held at Raritan Valley Community College. Again, this is Good Morning Hunterdon, and I'm Jeannie Murphy, filling in for Chris Bianco. Big C. We'll be right back.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Get to a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome to our show this morning. Good morning, Hunterdon. I'm Jeannie Murphy filling in for Chris Bianco, Big C. He's not feeling well today. We're hoping he's feeling better. It's my pleasure, actually, to introduce you to three individuals that are in studio here at Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station. Stephen Kaufman.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The moderators gave her far more time than they gave Trump.
That's Donald Trump's supporter and advisor Rudy Giuliani speaking after last night's second debate between the Republican nominee and the Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton.
After getting the subpoena, you delete 33,000 emails.
Trump goes on to say at that combative debate in St. Louis that if he's elected, he'll appoint a special prosecutor to investigate Clinton's email scandal. And while Trump again apologized for some recorded remarks from 2005 about women, Hillary Clinton apologized for having called supporters of Trump a basket of deplorables.
Because my argument is not with his supporters, it's with him and with the hateful and divisive campaign that he has run.
The storm named Matthew has faded away, but the flooding in North Carolina has not. It could continue for the next several days. This is USA Radio News.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Donald Trump's campaign manager Kellyanne Conway saying she's very pleased with the nominee's performance in debate number two last night.
That was a masterful performance, and he took the case right to Hillary Clinton from the very beginning.
President Obama had something to say about Donald Trump's remarks about women recorded in 2005. Speaking in Chicago, the president said at a fundraiser,
"It tells you that he doesn't care much about the basic values that we try to impart to our kids. It tells you he'd be careless with the civility and the respect that a real, vibrant democracy requires."
Today's show co-host Billy Bush is now suspended for his role in that 2005 taped conversation with Trump about women. It's not clear how long Bush will be suspended from that NBC show. In Michigan, they're seeking suspects after a mass shooting at a party at a strip mall in Grand Rapids over the weekend. A 21-year-old man killed early Sunday. Police say eight other victims are expected to survive. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
The Pentagon says two missiles that were fired at a U.S. warship off the coast of Yemen Sunday missed. A Pentagon spokesman saying the USS Mason used what he referred to as onboard defensive measures to dodge the two missiles that were fired from territory controlled by Houthi rebels in Yemen. The missiles fired within an hour of each other on Sunday, according to the Pentagon. A drug that's not even intended for humans is being blamed for a lot of deaths in one Michigan county. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler with details.
It's an elephant tranquilizer, something called carfentanil, and it's been found mixed with heroin and other opioids in 19 deaths since July. That's in Wayne County alone. Health officials are warning that carfentanil is 10,000 times stronger than morphine and 100 times more potent than fentanyl.
It was a triumphant return for a superstar NFL quarterback. Here's more from Mark Ernay.
Patriots blew out the winless Browns 33-13. Tom Brady, 406 passing yards and three touchdowns in his return from that four-game Deflategate suspension.
And a pair of American professors sharing this year's Nobel Prize in Economics. Harvard's Oliver Hart and MIT's Bank Holstrom announced this morning as joint winners, being honored for their work in contract theory. Today's a federal holiday. It's Columbus Day. Most federal offices, as well as banks and post offices, are closed. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Today, Columbus Day, also Canadian Thanksgiving. It's about 58 outside right now. Sunny today, high in the 60s. Patchy frost tonight after 4 a.m. And into Tuesday morning. Otherwise, sunny with a high in the 60s. Cloudy on the overnight, low down in the 40s with a calm wind. Sunny on Wednesday, high in the upper 60s. Patchy fog Wednesday night after 3 a.m. And into Thursday morning, partly cloudy Thursday night, a low around 48, and looks like clear for the weekend. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, welcome to the table. Chef Bill here, coming to you on Mondays. Every Monday about this time, discussing food, beverage, celebrations, holidays. Yeah, let's see. This week, today actually, we got a little doubleheader going on. Columbus Day in the United States, and it's Canadian Thanksgiving. Columbus Day, whether your Italian heritage or not, always gave us some, you know, I don't know, good reason to celebrate, at least with some kind of food, some, you know, parades, what have you. Canadian Thanksgiving, on the other hand, wasn't always on this day. It was bounced around in 1957 is when Parliament made it the second Monday in November. Prior to that, it bounced around anywhere from October as late as the second week in November. And I think because of coinciding with other remembrances and holidays, it's finally designated on this second Monday in October. Just not unlike our United States holidays, you know, the bill by government, the third Thursday in November. Monday would be nice holiday if we had Thanksgiving, although for us now it's become a big retail whole weekend thing. In Canada, it may be celebrated, a lot of families may celebrate on Sunday or over the weekend sometime if they're not able to take the day off, although in many of the provinces it is a holiday. I think some of the eastern provinces, it's not mandatory or not a official, it's just kind of it's there if you want to celebrate. And the celebrations are similar to the United States. I mean, it kind of makes sense because settlers in both our countries came from the same areas. Also, of course, we say it's the start of baking season, which gives us good reasons to return to the kitchens, maybe pack the grills away except for an occasional warm weekend, and get back to the oven. So baking, again, would probably imply that you're going to do desserts, but there's many other things, roasting, baking, that we get back with the cool weekends. The humidity's gone, at least in the Northeast, and we get back to cooking things that may take a little longer. I always say makes the house smell good. So the Canadian Thanksgiving, Kitchener-Waterloo, where my relatives are, big parade. That's the biggie, the one that gets televised. Thanksgiving Day parade. And the meals, I know when we were growing up, of course, obviously turkey, and in Canada, similar menu, similar products, it makes sense. The harvest products are the same as our Northeast. So you have turkey, but it could be ham, or if you're near the sea. It could be even salmon or game. I was reading, apparently game is more for private consumption, not so much in restaurants, although I think that's changing. An article last week in the Times about Canadian Thanksgiving and how the country is, well, struggling, not struggling, but attempting to establish a Canadian cuisine. You know, and it could be, you know, I don't know, if somebody wanted to make a sweeping general statement, oh, just put maple syrup on it, it's Canadian, right? Because that's where a lot of maple syrup comes from. And, of course, we know it's much more than that. And chefs and restaurants, Montreal, kind of an international, getting more international, global with their food. One province that has more of the French influence. But around the country, you see the settlers. Of course, the West Coast, British Columbia, Vancouver. You'll see a Chinese influence there, obviously, with the migration of people, just like our West Coast, sourdough bread. Apparently there, the high tea still gets celebrated. But you might see more seafood there. And, of course, orchards. Lots of fruit. The central part is probably more Jewish, Scandinavian, Mennonite. I know Ontario, that area, British, German, Mennonite settlers. Also some from Hungary and Italy. Acadian is French. Quebec would be Normandy. And some Anglo-Saxon settlements. And you could see it's a big country geographically, and you could see where different food influences happen throughout the provinces. The Atlantic coast, of course, seafood, more like our New England states. Could be halibut place, you know, meat or game, stews, hearty items like that. So trying to find a national dish, I mean, again, Thanksgiving in the States is turkey, and it seems in Canada it probably is too, but there's some other ideas we could have to represent the product and some of the traditions or some of the history of the settlers in Canada, that we could bring some of these products to table with some recipes. And tradition is really what you make it. Oftentimes what we grew up with and got passed down, but sometimes, and I've encouraged people to do this, sometimes you can start your own traditions. If for some reason you move geographically or things change in the family, schedule-wise, whatever, and even personal tastes, you could vary your menus, but start your own traditions and pass them on to your younger members. We've got a break for a couple of messages here, and we'll be back at the table.
It's time to visit Pambies, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambies Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambies, purely delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
If I can reach the stars, pull one down to you, shining on my heart, so you could see.
All right, Chef Bill, we're back here at the table. So, Canadian Thanksgiving. I know, this is a good little, let's say it's a good little practice for maybe your traditional Thanksgiving in the States, but if you're from Canada or you're visiting down here, a lot of the border states, cities will, restaurants will feature specials in hopes that maybe tourists or travelers will stop in. So in our northern borders, you might see a little bit more recognition of this holiday. So, you know, being from Ontario, probably start with dessert, right? My wife always says, well, I just have dessert first. Maybe, I guess if you have that little sugar rush, you won't eat as much. Ontario butter tarts. Little butter tarts. I didn't really know this. Make them in a muffin cup, and it's kind of like, I don't know if you think of a pecan pie without pecans, or without so many pecans. You could, of course, throw some nuts in there, usually raisins or dried fruit. But you make individual tarts, and the pastry crust, of course, the pie crust traditionally would be with a little bit of butter and lard. So if you had 1.5 cups of flour with a little pinch of salt, you'd have a quarter cup each of cold butter and lard. Now, the reason for using lard or even shortening is that there's no water in it. A little bit of water in butter. Butter's about 80% fat, so there's 20% water in there. You'll get not quite as flaky a crust. The butter, in this case, we, you know, these tarts, we don't need to have them as flaky. Obviously, if you don't want to use the lard, you could use shortening and make it like a standard pie dough. Cut the shortening and the butter in there. And this gets an egg yolk with a teaspoon of vinegar, a little acid in there, which helps. So you've crumbled the fat into the flour. You have an egg yolk. And this could be done in a food processor very easily also. Just pulse it. And then just enough ice water to so the crumbs hold together. You press them. You roll them out. Well, chill them for a while. You want to chill the dough so the shortening and the butter create layers in there. You roll it out. You want a 4-inch cutter. You should get 12 circles out of this. And you have your muffin cups. Line the muffin cups with the pastry. Now your filling. 1/2 cup of brown sugar, 1/2 cup of corn syrup, and 1 egg. You're making kind of that pecan pie custard. A little melted butter in there, a couple of tablespoons. You could have your teaspoon of vanilla. Again, a teaspoon of vinegar and a pinch of salt. Now this one I found is 1/4 cup of currants, 1/4 cup of raisins, and 1/4 cup of chopped pecans, and 1/4 cup of shredded coconut. Now these pies could be as simple as just the syrup custard with raisins or other dried fruit. This one, of course, kind of an ultimate one. Add a little nuts in the coconut there. 450-degree oven. You bake them fairly quickly because they're small. About 12 minutes just till the pastry browns. And apparently there's a difference of opinion on if you want the custard runny, if you want it not so runny. It may, this sugar, it's, well, if you think of even a shoe fly pie, kind of this sugar pie, if you will, could probably put a little maple syrup in there if you wanted to also. Wanted a little different flavor. But anyway, the Ontario butter tarts, nice little handheld dessert. Good finish to the meal. for your Canadian Thanksgiving. All right, so what are we going to do here? We've got, again, the products available: squash, sweet potatoes, pumpkins, cranberries. Again, the roast turkey, pork. Let's see, vegetable, maple roasted carrots, if you want to throw a little, if you want to represent your maple syrup in the dinner. And I like the, we could try tricolor carrots this time of year. And come, they're dark purple, they're pale orange, they're the regular ones, the ones that are almost red. We like to roast these carrots instead of boiling them. If you boil them, of course, the color is going to kind of run together, especially the purple ones. You got to keep those separately. And you peel them, cut them into the shapes, batonettes, or larger chunks if you like. If you get them small enough, you could roast them whole. We toss them with a little bit of olive oil. Now with these, with the maple syrup, you would do olive oil and a little of the syrup. Even though carrots are sweet, they seem to take well to a little glaze like that. Salt and pepper, and roast them in the oven. Be a nice side dish for your Thanksgiving meal. Brussels sprouts, of course, enter into it in some traditions. And we're doing them now at Jake's. We're doing roasted, or you can call them charred Brussels sprouts. We put a little pancetta with them, which is nice, or you could do bacon. And what we'll do is dice the pancetta fairly small, or again, bacon if you'd like. Start them in a cold pan. You need a little bit of oil to fry these bits. You got to have the pork has to start rendering the fat out. So you'll cook them slowly until they're not really crispy like bacon bits, but fairly done, and then drain them. And these we will use to garnish the pans, Brussels sprouts with after they're roasted. Now you can save the pork fat and kind of toss the Brussels sprouts with that if you like. Or if it's a little too much, we'll also toss them with canola oil or olive oil. But we take the Brussels sprouts, throw them off the core end. Any leaves that don't look good, of course, pull them off. We'll just cut them in half. You want the sprouts to stay together. And 400-degree, 425-degree oven. Spread them out on a pan, and you have to watch. Now, when they get a little brown, they're very good. You have to watch that the outside leaves don't char too much. I mean, they kind of get crispy, almost like potato chips, but they oftentimes people say, oh, they're burnt, they're no good, but actually they're tasty, but they don't look that good. So you want to make sure the sprouts are good, compact Brussels sprouts, not too small. You want them a little larger for this. And you'll simply roast them till they're about half cooked. Then you can toss them with the bacon, and when it's time to serve, just reheat. I'm just looking at our menu and our specials now that you could probably have a good Canadian Thanksgiving at a restaurant right now. I'm just putting on a stuffed roast chicken, boning out half chickens, just leaving the little wing joint so people recognize where it's coming from. This way you have the dark, light, and light meat, but no bones. We put the stuffing inside. Of course, we use the cornbread. Canadians would probably use more of the sourdough or regular wheat bread. Cornbread seems to be something in our states and, of course, the South. So you have the stuffing. It's got to be chilled, of course, and you can put anything in the stuffing you want. Some people do oysters. You could do nuts. You could do sausage. Chill the stuffing down, and we have our boneless half chicken. So this means that the leg and thigh are out. So there's a little space in there. So you put the stuffing inside, roll them up, and simply salt, pepper, and a little poultry seasoning. I roasted mine at 350 for about an hour. could do even slower if you want. Also, skin, we're using an all-natural Murray's chicken. The skin's a little thinner. It crisps up nice. Not so much water. And sometimes the regular chickens have, you know, a little too much fat, a little too much water. And this is worth seeking out. It doesn't have to be free range, but an all-natural chicken. And simply make a nice pan gravy. Now, with the bones, the nice thing about having the bones is we brown those up with some onion and celery and carrot and make a nice stock. And the gravy comes out with a little nice color to it instead of being pale, as if you had used regular turkey or chicken broth. Since this cooks a lot less, of course, you don't get as much browning in the pan, the roast pan, so you want to make those bones nice and brown and make a nice standard brown gravy. Thicken it however you like. I used roux. You could use a wash. You could use a slurry. Potato starch if you don't want the wheat in there, but you've already got stuffing, so I guess that's doesn't really matter. So we have our roast chicken. We have a harvest salad with butternut squash and pecans, dried cranberries, all the elements that would be in a Thanksgiving feast. Was it last week? Eric made butternut bisque for soup. You know, we have the squashes. I mean, all these things are part of a traditional Thanksgiving dinner, but also appear on seasonal menus. We've got a break for news, and we'll be back and see what we'll do for maybe some side dishes and a main course. Chef Bill's Table.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some called it combative. Others said it was downright ugly when the two presidential nominees met last night for debate number two.
We've seen him embarrass women on TV and on Twitter.
Bill Clinton was abusive to women. Hillary Clinton attacked those same women.
Republican Donald Trump telling Democrat Hillary Clinton to her face on the stage in St. Louis that if he was in the White House,
you'd be in jail.
Saying he'd appoint a special prosecutor to look into her email scandal.
Our backyard is full of water.
People in the Carolinas could face days of deadly flooding in the wake of Hurricane Matthew.
The wind is coming from the inland, going out, and this is causing a great deal of flooding and destruction.
That's North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory. Hurricane Matthew, now out to sea, blamed for at least 18 fatalities in the U.S., nearly half of them in North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Chef Bill here, back at the table, figuring out our Canadian Thanksgiving. So, yeah, if you're not going to have roast turkey, let's say maybe you're going to go light turkey, let's say, right? You're not going to do the whole big roast. We're going to have a lot of people. We've got to smaller group. It's not going to be 12 or 13 people. And one dish that would probably represent the cuisine would be, I would think, would be a stuffed pork loin or pork tenderloin with dried fruit. And if you wanted to use turkey, you could use a turkey breast. If I was going to do one, I would probably bone half a turkey, just like my half chicken, because I like the dark meat. But easier probably to find a fresh turkey breast. So you want it whole with the skin on and boneless. So a whole one would probably weigh about 5 pounds. Half one, if you want to do a half, you know, 2.5, 3 pounds. You don't, this is, you know, turkey light, not the 18 or 20 pounder. You find a fresh turkey breast, so you want to butterfly it. Now there's the tenderloins in there that you can use. Probably where the keel of the breast came out is where you could lay the tenderloins in. Two cylindrical muscles there that you'll see kind of replace where the bone was. Now we want to butterfly it, which means we're going to take the thicker part, take our knife parallel to the tabletop, and kind of slit halfway through that, just kind of open it up like you're opening up an envelope. So it's going to increase the surface area a little bit, but it's make it thinner, and we're going to be able to roll this up. When you slice across it, of course, the roulade, you will see the kind of the meat in a little pinwheel with the stuffing there. So your oven's going to be at 350, 375. The smaller the roast you're going to do, I would run a little higher temperature to get the browning right on the skin. If it's a 5 pound roast, you could probably do 325. Now we're going to make a filling for this. And again, you could do the same thing with the pork loin. You get a nice boneless pork loin piece, and we would butterfly that the same way. Have the loin, the fat side down, knife parallel to the cutting board, and slit halfway through the pork loin and open it up. Alternately, we could take a sharpening steel at the end, make a little slit with the knife, and push the steel right through, or take a long knife and make the initial cut straight through the pork loin end to end, and take a sharpening steel and force it in there. It's kind of going to spread the meat apart, and you can pack the stuffing right in that way. Pork tenderloins, very easy to do that way. If you don't want to butterfly them, you just poke a hole and put the stuffing in that way. You don't have to worry about tying it up as much then. The turkey breasts are going to have to tie, kind of like a sausage roast. About every 2 inches you'll tie with a string, like the butchers do. So your fruit filling, probably dried apricots, dried prunes. You could have, you always want some fresh apples in there. Get that little sweetness and thickening. Dried figs, a little bit of honey, some fruit zest, lemon and orange, maybe a little booze, some bourbon. And you could have this stewed dried fruit as a stuffing. Some people like to add some nuts to it. You could also put a little bit of dried bread cubes in there. If you wanted a little bread, you could do cooked wild rice or cooked rice, something to flesh out the fruit a little bit. So you'll have this cooled stuffing, and spread it over the turkey breast or your butterflied pork loin, and you're going to roll it up, and then you'll tie it in intervals so it's like a long, like a sausage, right? And skin side up, nice hot oven, and roast it. Probably the 5 pounder stuff would probably take an hour and a half to 2 hours, a little bit less than that if it's a smaller, a half breast. But either way, loin, pork tenderloin, or boneless turkey breast, have a nice roulade. You've got your fruit in there. Save some of that stewed fruit, because you could also put that into your pan gravy. After the roast is cooked, you're going to remove it, put it on a platter, cover it with a little loose aluminum foil, let it rest. You want your internal temperature to be that 100. If it's pork, it could be about 155 degrees. The turkey would have a little more, about 160 degrees. It's going to pick up a few more degrees after it's cooked anyway. We call that carryover cooking. So we don't like to roast things till their final temperature because we know that it's going to pick up a few degrees just sitting there resting. This is when sometimes you end up with overcooked food because it says, well, I want it to be 165, 170 degrees, and you wait till the thermometer hits that, it's going to actually go beyond that once it rests. So you take your pan and, again, deglaze it. Some broth and some of the dried fruit could complement the stuffing that's inside. Now, besides the main event, now again, people in near the sea might do a nice fisherman stew. I always thought lobster would be a good Thanksgiving dinner. You know, when we first opened Jake's, we tried to represent food that probably was realistically more of what happened in New England. So we'd have lobster on the menu, we'd have some venison, you know, try to do a game bird. Another thing, meat pies. So you don't want to do this whole roast thing. The tortilla. Use your ground duck and pork. It's almost like a you're making like a sausage mixture, and some cooked potato, and spice that up. And bake that kind of like, you know, there's individual meat pies, but a nice meat pie like that would be a good main event. Oh, another one, let's talk about side dishes. Of course, your butternut risotto would be a nice side dish for this turkey or pork roulade. Butternut squash, I would dice up the squash. Now, our arboreal rice is what you need to use, the Italian rice. You need about a cup and a half of that to about a quart of chicken broth. And try to get the lower sodium broth, unless you have your own. But this one would be made, again, you want to throw the bacon in there, a little bit of sage. So I would start again with the diced bacon or pancetta and render it just like we were doing for the Brussels sprouts. Set the bacon aside. You have your little bit of onion that you need, sautéed fine chopped onion. You always start a risotto with that. Add a little white wine. And then the broth you're going to have simmering, you're adding warm broth and you're stirring this risotto. Once you've got your rice coated with the onions and the oil, you add your wine, let it evaporate, and you'll start to add the broth one or two cups at a time until the broth is absorbed. Now you may need a little bit less than a quart, you may need more depending on how dry the rice was, but you want it to be creamy. You want the rice to be a little bit al dente, and you still want plenty of liquid around it. And this happens, of course, the arboreal rice is starchy, and the stirring action is also what kind of brings that starch out. Otherwise, if you're making a rice pilaf, you of course you always let it just cook, don't stir it. But stirring this risotto releases some of the starch and makes it creamier. Now, the butternut squash goes in towards the end. And what I would do with the butternut squash is it's cubed. I would saute that separately so you make sure it's cooked properly. Cubed butternut squash, a little butter, splash of water, salt, and pepper if you need it. I always like ginger with the squash, give it a little spice and heat. You could saute that nonstick skillet would be good. And you can then check the little cubes to make sure they're not too mushy, because otherwise the butternut will kind of puree on you. You want them to maintain their integrity. So your risotto's done. You stir in the bacon, some fresh chopped sage, and your cubed cooked butternut squash. Finish with your Parmesan, and you've got a great side dish for this. You've got enough salt in there with the bacon. You've got the herb with the sage. Kind of complements your pork or your turkey roulade. Said, son, don't come back, don't do more. good way to start the meal if you want a soup, like we need more food, right? Well, this is Thanksgiving. That's what I like about Thanksgiving. You have that, the roast, which is kind of a, you know, a token centerpiece, and I like all the side dishes and the variety of desserts. But if you're going to start with something, a lentil soup, red lentil soup would be kind of a Canadian traditional soup to start with. And this takes on, it kind of reminds me a little bit of a curry. Seasoning would be a little turmeric and ground cumin. But you have your onions and garlic and celery, your red lentils, split lentils, they look just like the brown ones or the green ones. Like lentils because they cook up a little quicker than whole bean soups. You don't have to soak them ahead. You know, just like split peas. Probably the Canadian split pea would be nice. That would be the yellow split peas and the green split peas together. But this one had calls for some tomato. Lentils love tomatoes. Some chicken broth. And with the onions, garlic, and celery, as I say, turmeric, cumin. Take that seasoning in that direction. And this is making it vegetarian. Be a nice, you know, sometimes you want a soup before dinner, and you don't want a heavy, heavy soup. Too much cream and butter and things like that. But usually a bean or a nice vegetable puree is good for pre-Thanksgiving. We always run our sherry mushroom. If you think of an onion soup with the sherry, we do the same thing with mushrooms, variety of mushrooms in a mushroom broth. And very tasty prelude to what would be a very filling meal. We've got a break for a couple of messages here, and we'll come back. Actually, there's another side dish that we could use some mushrooms with here. Mushrooms would be something part of the harvest in the Northwest or even the Northeast. So when we come back, we'll look at a couple more dishes for our Canadian Thanksgiving.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce.
building business, one business at a time.
Okay, we're back at the table here. Chef Bill working our way to a feast, Thanksgiving feast here. So, squash. We have the butternut risotto, another option. Of course, if you like mushrooms, you could do stuffed squash with mushrooms. You could use your acorns or even, you know, halves or quarters if you like. Or do, you know, a larger one, but pick some smaller squashes. Plenty of them around in the fall. Kapoka, acorn. Butternut would be kind of large for this. And take a variety of mushrooms. And this is with a cheese, we call it a fonduta, Italian for fondue. And it's, you know, a little Columbus Day also here, right? Basically, make like a cheese sauce. Now, traditionally, it might be an aged sheep milk cheese, which could be Pecorino Romano. Or if you like, I like Gruyere for a fondue that melts easily. Fontina would probably work. Gruyere's a little sharper, though. They might be better. And basically, you'll make a white sauce. Make your melted butter and flour, make your roux. You don't want to brown it too much. And you could use half and half. So you're light, just, you know, like you're making a macaroni and cheese, right? And then put in the grated cheese, so you've got a nice smooth cheese sauce. You have your squash, of course, hollowed out. The seeds are out. Mushrooms. Pick a good variety. Cremini's are nice. You've got the regular buttons. I mean, they all taste good, but if you use the portobello, I would take out the gills so you don't get the mushrooms too muddy a color. They have great flavor if you're grilling them, but in a sauce or a side dish, we like to take them out. And sometimes you find a little mushroom medley in the store. It's just a little package. They're all ready to go. Some oyster mushrooms and hen of the woods, if you can find them. So you have these sliced or diced and saute. Now, I like a little shallot with them. Garlic, if you like. Thyme and parsley would be the herbs, although sometimes I'll just to season mushrooms, poultry seasoning works very well. It's got sage, it's got thyme, rosemary. They're all ground up nicely, so disperses. Another option, it's I like spice blends, and the poultry seasoning I end up using in things other than poultry. Sometimes I even put a pinch in a clam chowder sometimes, the New England style chowder, that it's just got like a nice little herb mixed flavor to it without being... You don't want to overdo it. You don't want everything tasting like turkey stuffing, but that poultry seasoning will help you out in a pinch. So you have your mushroom mixture, your cheese, and you're going to bake the squash with this and till the squash is tender. And you have a nice side dish. Stuffed mushroom, stuffed squash with mushrooms and cheese fonduta. Now, of course, more bacon, right? A bacon cheddar potato tart would be another idea, or a gratin. Usually the potatoes would be mashed or scalloped. And these would be kind of a mixture of both. Slice the potatoes really thin, and the Yukon Golds or the Russets, Idahos would be good for this. Peel them and slice them quarter inch thick. One version I saw, I don't know if you're familiar with the bacon weave, but lining a pie tin or a tart pan with bacon, if you do the weave just like you're doing a lattice top for a pie, would be kind of cool. Or you could just lay the bacon in there. Cheddar cheese shredded. So you have your bacon line in the pan. You want to overlap the edges a little bit with some of the bacon, let them hang out over the edge, and you do layers of shredded potato, salt and pepper, little minced onion if you like, not necessary. Sometimes I use onion powder. The sliced potatoes and the cheese. So this is kind of like a potato gratin with the bacon on the outside. So you're going to bake this for, you know, a good hour, hour and a half. Let the bacon cook, render, and cook nicely. When you have the final potatoes in there and cheese, you'll fold some of the excess bacon over the top. I'm going to say that's going to be 350. It's not going to get real, real crispy till towards the end. You can always crisp it up under the broiler if you like, but could be a nice, rich side dish featuring the bacon, right? Can't go wrong with that. Another dessert idea, cranberry pie. I know some of the cranberries we find up there are more like the lingonberries. They call them low bush cranberries. They're a little juicier, maybe not quite as tart, and that would be used probably in the you know, wild rice dishes and stuffings. But even regular cranberries, we're going to simmer those in a sugar syrup. So you're going to blind bake your pastry crust, which means with the little foil or parchment and pie weights or rice or dried beans, your crust would be blind baked at 400 degrees for about 10 minutes. So the cranberry doesn't soak in too much. I'm going to simmer the cranberries in a sugar syrup. So for 2 cups of cranberries, a little over three quarter of a cup of sugar and a quarter cup of water. And what's going to happen, it looks like it's not going to work, but once the sugar melts a little bit, the cranberries start releasing their juice, there's going to be plenty of liquid in there. Simmer those till they add a little bit of vanilla, if you like, for some... I would do vanilla and, again, orange zest or something would be nice. After the cranberries are soft, let them cool. You're going to beat an egg and a tablespoon of butter. So the egg's going to help keep things together also. So that you'll put in your crust. And now we're going to bake that at 350 for about 35 minutes. But you have your blind baked crust. What you'll do is make lattice top out of pastry, weave the top of that so it's a little bit open, just that crisscross pattern would go on top of this pie. So say you've got your blind baked crust, and then you'll lay the lattice weave over top. Have a nice cranberry pie, ice cream, whipped cream, something to make it good. Let's see. We're getting close to the hour. What else do we have here? Pumpkin custard or pumpkin pie. Traditional, usually spiced a little bit more aggressively. This would be also good with your stewed cranberries on top. Kind of combine both things. Of course, one of my favorites is pumpkin cheesecake. We feature it at the restaurant from Madalena's. And I've made them before with pecans in there, pecan praline crust, pumpkin cheesecake. You put a little bourbon in there. Really, the richness of the pumpkin and the cream cheese together, it's outstanding. And that would be also good with your stewed cranberries or marinated cranberries on top. We're going to wrap up the hour here. Whether you celebrate Thanksgiving today or not, just keep in mind it's a good excuse to have some nice fall harvest food. Let's say in a restaurant, you can probably get close to that, a lot of these products. Of course, we try to do seasonal things with our vegetables and specials, and you can get something. Now through the first of the year, I'll be running that stuffed half chicken. Chef Bill, I got to run. I'm going to sign off. Stay tuned for news and I believe a rewind. Talk to you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some called it combative. Others said it was downright ugly when the two presidential nominees met last night for debate number two.
We've seen him embarrassed.